Tabii kendisi kere ama belki öteki o. With that top last time, with two braces. One brace which says if he has Beninis and Zibois, then he cracked the, obviously then he's knocking cracks from his Beninis, that's all he has, he doesn't have any of this. But the shadow was where Balchoyu clicks from. Does Balchoyu click from the Beninis, or does he click from the Zibois? And one Bryson said he clicks from the Beninis, and the other one said he clicks from the Zibois. So what do we do with that? So you might set the Tanya Teretz, Kigoyin, he once upon a time had Idis and he sold it. So now he's only left with Beninis and Zibois. And then that's the shadow. So now, what's the, so one that says you click from the Beninis, that's because he once had Idis. So he had Idis, and now the when he took a loan, his Beninis was reshubed to the Loi, to the Malve. So even though now he sold his Idis, he still has to give his Beninis what used to be his Beninis, and now his best land, because it's reshubed. It was Meshuvah to the Malvin. And the other Bryson said that you, they has the pays from the Zibois, that was talking about when he never had any other Kalkal Idis. He only had Benis and Zibois. And therefore you claim from the Zibois. Why from the Zibois? Because he doesn't have any Idis. So his Zibois, his Benis is his Idis. His Benis is his Idis. Now for the Zibois, his Zibois is where the Baal Chayyim clings,
So
right?
what's the idea that should be the Bishalom?
Oh, very good. That's what we were saying, that we can be holding Bishaloi in Shalmim. You pay Bishaloi. And the reason why, even the Bishaloi in Shalmim, the reason why he pays from his, from the Beinonis, which is his best land, is because once upon a time he had a better land. We're holding Mishaloi in Shalom. That's where we left off.
Is there any deficiency in this resolution of the sphere between prices?
Is
We
there a
go
lot
on
of
to
hard work?
propose, we go on to propose other things.
Yeah.
Is there anything limiting in this? And why don't we accept this? It's
Okay.
so nice.
What we've just now done is we've been matched and say we've got no raya that Mishaloi in Shalom. We could even explain Mishaloi in Shalom. And we explain the brayso that way. Yeah? Now the next few Tirutzim are going to say maybe it's not true, B'Shelohin Shomim, maybe B'Shelohin Shomim. But in B'Shelohin Shomim, that's the territory we want to see. Yeah. So there's an akuda here that needs in Havonah, which is going to be going through the whole way through the rest of the sugya. We're holding B'Shelohin Shomim. So why do you claim from the, if he has, he's only got Beninis and Zibois. So why do you claim from the Beninis?
Because he
Because
has a secret.
he once had better. So that this Beninis is really his Beninis. Although right now it's his best, but since once upon a time it was his middle one, therefore you claim from the middle. And why in the next case do you claim from the Zibois? Because that is his Beninis. Because his is his Beninis. Right? His best land is what people would generally call Beninis. Yeah? So you have to pay for Zibois. So we hold Mishaloi Hein Shalom. So Zohar here, just to understand the Braisa. When the Braisa refers to Beninis, is the Braisa talking about Mishaloi or Mishaloi? We're saying Halachah you pay Mishaloi Hein Shalom. But whenever the Braisa refers to Karka, certain levels of Karka. Is the Braisa referring to his Beninis, or is the Braisa referring to the Oilam's
Well,
Beninis?
if his top quality property, which is Idis to him, is objectively Beninis, and if Mars is calling it Beninis, then implied in the whole discussion is that we're by Oilam.
So what do you want to say from that? You're almost there. We're proving that even though we hold Mishaloi in Shomin, even though that's what we hold, but the Braisa, when the Braisa refers to Kalkois,
What's the question?
the Braisa is referring to average Kalkois. Whenever the Braisa labels Idis Venus, Zibuis, the Bryce is not referring to his Idis, his Venus, his Zibuis. The Bryce is referring to Shaloila.
Yeah.
That's an important kuda for the whole way through the Sukkot. Although, maybe we're going to answer and explain Halacha is the Shaloim Shomim. Maybe that's what we're going to explain. Venus, Zibuis, why did he pay the Zibuis? Why not the Venus? Answer is because of Shaloim Shomim. Then why are you calling it Venus? Why are you saying he's got Venus and Ziburis? If it's Beshalayim Shalom, you should have said he got Hades and Ziburis. Why are you calling it Venus and Ziburis?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's clear that the Bryce were labeling Kalkois. The Bryce labels it based on what people refer to Ziburis,
exactly.
Or people refer to Venus, or people refer to Hades. We're saying if he has Kalka, which people refer to Venus, and he has Kalka, which people refer to Ziburis, which Kalka would you give to the Baal Choriv? And the answer was the Zipporis. Why? Because for him, he doesn't have Venus. He doesn't have Venus. That's his best land, what people refer to Venus. That's a very important idea for the whole way through the Suvensim that we'll put on the table already now, at this stage. But so clearly, the Shalem Shonin, and we're saying that he only has Venus and Zipporis, we're still calling it Venus. Why are we calling it Venus? If it's Shalein Shomim, you should call it Idis. So what's the pshat? Because when the Bryce refers to fields, the Bryce is referring to what people call Venus. Irrelevant what he has. People refer this to Venus. So why is he giving Zipporis? Answer is because he doesn't have Idis. His best is what people refer to Venus. And this therefore explains what we had already from the beginning of the price. The Gemara said, if you only has Idis, then you claim everyone claims from Idis. If you only has Beninis, then everyone claims from Beninis. What do you mean, if you only has Beninis? If you only has Beninis and you hold me Shalom Shomin, then you only has Idis. So what are you saying, if you only has Beninis, you only has Bus? That's always Idis. Answer is the price when it talks about Idis, Beninis, Bus. The price that means what people refer to Idis, what people refer to Beninis, what people refer to Ziburis. And then you want to know what he has to pay with, that's going to be dependent on him. Chaos, you call that? Very good. That's an important idea to understand Rashi in the Sugya, to understand Tosis, and better to understand the Gemara as well. So whenever the Bryce refers to Idis, Beinis, and Zibuis, it's referring, sorry, did I do something wrong? It's still scrolling. Whenever the Bryce refers to Idis, Beinis, and Zibuis, that's Avada Mishaloino. But that's got nothing to do with Halacha. Halacha maybe could be Mishaloi. Therefore, here then you have to give it to Ziburis. We're referring to what the Oilam would refer to being a Ziburis. That is till the Ebois in. So that's how we explained, resolved. We thought we had the Raya, Mishaloilam, and Shomim. We're marching to Mishaloi and Shomim. We're talking about a person once upon a time had it in this. Then he had, and therefore he sold his Idis, so his Venus was Meshuvah to the Malveh. And indeed, we have support for that because we have another Bryce which says that he pays the boys. It's a serious. Somebody's got Venus and the boys. Why one Bryce doesn't say he paid Venus, one Bryce doesn't say the boys? Oh, very good Teretz. What's the Teretz? That one you had once, he once had an Idis, so his Venus was Meshuvah, and once he never had. He only had two kakois, always only had two kakois. One is a standard size Beninis, and one is standard Zibuis. Now, then is he gives his Zibuis. Why doesn't he give the Beninis? Could you hold?
Beninis is his Zibuis.
Right, and we hold Bishaloi Hein Shoy. Bishaloi Hein Shoy. Therefore, he doesn't have to give his best. He only gives his Zibuis. Yeah. The Ebo Yisema, now up to Ebo Yisema is about 13 lines down. The Ebo Yisema. Idi, Idi. You have it? Ebo Yisema, Ebo is the first word now. Idi, Idi, Shaloi Hoiso, Loi Idis, Omocho. In both brises, now we're trying to resolve the brises some other way. Don't say Mishalei and Shomim, and we're making up an akimta that there was Kalkois. He had the Kalkois of Fuan. We could say even if he never had the Kalkois of Fuan, it would be Idi Shaloi Hoiso Loi Idis Omocho. He never had the karka beforehand. Below karka, below kash. But nevertheless, we can resolve the braces. Why? Hold the shavi benis shaloi ki idis da'am. In one of the karka, remember we had his benis and ziburis. It's all we ever had, benis and ziburis. So one of them is where his benis is shove ki idis da'am. Become the loy shavi benis shaloi ki idis da'am. One is when his business wasn't worth like the Idis Alma. What's this turrets mean? So here the Gemara now wants to say maybe Michelle Olamim Shah. We're going Michelin, not Michelin. So you're not like that turrets we seem to like. Michelin Shalom. So if you're Shalom Shah, why in one of them does he give Ziburis and one of them he gives business?
Because the world. You know, because Venus is really, it's Edis on an objective level, you know, to the whole lot. It's paying this, and he's not, it's Edis. And so then he has no right to give that. Oh. He has no rights to it. So he has to take what's left, which is the Ziboris.
Right.
That's
right.
One. And the other one is that
Venus
is really
Venus. Right. One is Venus, Venus, and one is Venus is.
It's truly Edis.
Is it? Yeah. In one of them, his beingness, what we're referring to beingness, is really Edis of the world. So the mother doesn't get that. Mother gets the Ziburis. And the other one, his beingness is Bemet beingness. So he has beingness and Ziburis. And that's, in one of them, the mother will get the Ziburis, because the Matimlo, the beingness is too high. And the other one, he'll get the maintenance because that's what Bemet the Shori is. Yeah? Good? Right. Everyone's good in this? No problems?
Oh, you should have a question. He we addressed already. Why do we call it maintenance? Should we call it or West maintenance? It's, we just discussed that when the Gemara and the musician.
When the Brahman, the rest is talking about Venus, and there isn't an Edis, that's always going to be a Kolam. It has nothing to do with a Kolam. Right. It's very interesting. I'm sure I use that on a Kuda, but he's very relaxed about it, so we discussed it. We didn't discuss this point. There's tremendous difficulty on this Gemara. The Gemara said that he never ever had a karka. He didn't have any karka, any idis. Right? He didn't have any idis.
Okay, according to whose
idis? One second. Shall I bonagid whichever idis you want? He didn't have idis mach.
Okay.
And the reason why he doesn't give his veininess is why?
Why he doesn't give veininess? Because his veininess is not idis.
Because his veininess is really. Why did he solve the baininess then? Oh, exactly, that's the point of question before. No, why is he relaxed about it? No, the answer we gave before is not going to help for here. The answer we gave before is when he did have, he had calculated, he wants, and then he left with, or you didn't, and the baininess was shaved baininess. But here we're talking about a case where he didn't have a calculator, and the baininess, which is his, it is. It's Shavei Edis.
It's equal to Edis
of the world. So why call that?
He didn't. He's never sold it.
Oh, okay. Very good.
It wasn't my answer.
So this is Tosis Kash, Tom Tosis, which
you
built.
In other words, according to the rule that you should use a Jewish terminology, he did have
this. Right. Yes. And even if you're going to go with subjective, he had this. He only has Venus and Ziburis. If he only has Venus and Ziburis, if it's subjective, he's got this. And if it's
objective,
he's also got this. So why are we calling it Venus? Well, whichever way you look at it, it should be this.
Exactly. No, no, that's my question. I think there was no question.
What were you saying?
Exactly that.
So Yossi's got a teretz that loy hoisa loy idis umachra means he had idis which he didn't sell.
He owns idis right now. He owns idis right now.
Don't have to say they had idis which he sold. Rather, he had idis that he didn't sell. And therefore, this is his bainness. It's his bainness, we're calling it bainness, but it's objectively, it's idis.
The reason why it goes as well to answer such a thing, which is so revolutionary, is because the Raisa clearly adds an additional word, which was bothering me before him, and that is that he doesn't have an idis shemachra. Why are you adding the additional word shemachra?
Welcome to that point in place. So just that's Rabbi Yossi's territory. So we're talking about there was an idis. So they didn't. He's got an idis.
Yeah.
And the problem on that shot is that we're now quoting something bainanis based on.
His
bainis. And before we were just being the Gemara always talks about it bainis boys based on object, not subject. So that's a little bit of a problem on this, but see that's Tesis Kash, we had to share when we get to Tesis, you've done it about Hashem. But we haven't as sure. So Drash. Zog de Negriashi. Idi vidi. Shelloi hoi solo idis. See what I did? The first time you come up.
It's the third narrow.
Bidi. Idi vidi. Shelloi hoi solo idis. He never had any idis. So Rashi doesn't have the word anymore. But the Kurane, Michel Oilom, him shomim. Now we're going with the Tzad that Michel Oilom, him shomim. And. Velokashe, Hodik Homa, Hodik Tony, Balfoy, Uxus, Isha Bizi Boris. That way it says the Balfoy gets in Boris. It's talking about the Shabi Benis today. His Beninis is Kiidis, the Amer, really much higher property. It's an Idis, and therefore the Balfoy gets in Boris. And the other one, it says the Balfoy gets Beninis, is because Bemet it is. No, it's not.
It's
okay, that's another text. So that's the first text.
There's two, I think it's the next
same one. Next, come on. We ebay same. Back to the Gemara, yeah? First word on the line is it is the Amen. Kid is down. You see the Gemara? You're back in the Gemara, everyone? Kid is down here. There's two lines, Kid is down. Which one? The second one. They both begin with Kid is down. Reboy Seema. Other piece, other. Reboy Seema. Another text, a third text. Explain, resolve the contradiction between the rice. Idi be idi. Keep going. Shoy so beinis, shaloi. Keep beinis down. That. Both writers are talking about where the average karka venus is called venus because it's venus, right? But this is what the machlokes is. Why is one saying that you get from the venus and one saying you get it from the zibuis? My answer is one holds v'shelohin shom, and if it's v'shelohin shom, you give. The boys, or my sovereign oil in Shomim, and therefore he gets the beginnings. Okay, so there's a new turret. The first manach we were saying, that everyone holds the Shalom in Shom. Second manach we were saying, that everyone holds the Shalom in Shom. The third turret saying, on the right, these two brides are arguing about if Mishalom in Shomim or Mishalom in Shom. So, now we've got Russia. This third teretz, third resolution is that we're saying that the kalka is all the same. The price is on the same level of kalka. When it refers to bainis, it means bainis, the almer, average size, average quality land, Venus, right? Why does one say the Balfour gets that Venus and one say Balfour gets it, boys? Answer is because one holds Bishal Ulam Haim Shomim, so okay, you give him the Venus, and one says Bishal Ulam Shomim, and therefore he goes on to him, and him, subjectively, he doesn't have any Idis. His Venus is his Idis. Therefore, the Baal Chayav gets the
books. That's what I think. It's not resolving the prices in the workers.
Yeah, resolving the prices. We understand there's no contradiction in the prices. Tell me the contradictory price. One price is saying this, one price is saying the opposite. It's contradictory.
That's kind of contradictory.
We don't mind being machlokes. We've got shayin b'shaloid. We say b'shaloilam. So now you've got two braces. One time the same one. One brace is another. Either contradictory. It's a problem. I mean, oh, it's a contradiction. But there's no contradiction. It's machlokes. B'shaloid, b'shal. So the first malach of the Gemara to resolve the contradiction was to say everyone holds b'shaloid shamim. Just there's a different story. The second brace was saying everyone holds b'shaloilam shamim. Just it was a different story. And the third guy saying it was the same, the third resolution thing, it's the same story. They're arguing whether Bishaloi or Bishal Olam Haim Shomim. Which brings us now to Rashi. This is the third resolution that the Beinonis is Beinonis Dan. Says Rashi that there wasn't any Idis earlier. He only had Benis and Ziburis. And this is the Machlokes. Tana de Masnisoka Maisa. The first Brisa said that he pays to the Balfour. What did he pay to the Malver? There's two rice. There's rice of Kamais and rice of Mastrice. Two rice. First one is said, he gives the Beninis. That's going like Sova, Michel Oilam, Haim Shomim. Va'amtu Lohochi. And because of that, Shokil Balchoy Beninis. The Balchoy takes the Beninis. Mava takes the Beninis. Kedine, like his din. The din is, you get witness because Michel Oilom, him Shomim. Me'idoch, and the other brisa that says that he gets the Ziboris, Sava Michel Oilom, Shomim. He also, you do it based on his subjective. And therefore, it's Kedine.
Why is he having
what's Kedine? Kedine, he's meant to get. Bacho is meant to get witness. He's getting Ziburis. It's not called Benis. It's his Ziburis. The no, Benny has two carcoys.
Is it Kedina or not?
About it, the din is that. The din of a Balfour is to get Benis, not Ziburis. But if he doesn't have Benis, then what do you give him?
But according to the sheet,
one sentence to finish all the sentence. If he doesn't have the mother, if the Loiva doesn't have Benis, once the Malva gets, Ziburis. But it's not the din. The din in the Mishnah says the Balfour gets Benis. Just if you don't have, then what do you do? It's good. Ziburis. Like in the previous price we had, that if you only had Ziburis, where does he often get from? Ziburis. Is that the din that Nizokin is meant to get Ziburis?
Yeah.
The halacha in this case is yes. So the din is Mishnah says in Gitin and Nizokin Be Idis. That's what the din is. Really, Nizokin meant to get Idis. Just if you don't have, then halacha in this situation is you'll get divorce. But the din of the label that the mask is meant to be able to get is Idis. I'm an Idis guy.
But din is like the ideal.
Right? Like his din, not like the halacha that happened to work out for him. His din is, that's what's my gear. That's what the Torah, the Gemara, and the Mishnah subscribe to. Okie dokie. Lishna Achina. Now there's another pshat in Rashi. Lishna Achina Golsino. Lishna Achina is like Golsino. We have a different gear, sir. Not like we've got an Arabic mob or something. Idi, Gigoi, Shahoi, Saw, Veinoin, Shaloi, Ke Idis, the Army. Both braces are referring to a case where the Beinonis is equivalent to Idis Army. His Beinonis is top quality. Top quality. If it's top quality, so why is it that one says he gets the top quality and one says he doesn't get the top quality? What's the chat? Remember what the Gemara said? How do we resolve it? One says Bishaloi Hin Shamim and one says Bishaloi Lam Hin Shamim. Now we're saying that his bainness is top quality, is Idris. So which sad could possibly say that you should get the bainness? If it's Oilam, but we're saying that his bainness is Shama, like the Idris of the world. Rashi's got some other views, yeah? His bainness is like the Idis Alma. So if it's like Idis Alma, so why should he get his bainness? It's not his bainness, it's Idis. If you hold Bishaloi, and if you hold Bishaloi, also Shver, because he only has bainness in Zibur's. So why should he give up his bainness? That's his Idis. So whichever way you go, it's Shver.
What
about minutes? Right, back question. On the this is what we explain. Idi, kishahoyso loy idis moko. He once upon a time had idis and he sold it. We're going back to a previous territory. Once said, hoyso loy idis moko. And this is the point of dispute. Tana de masnisa kam maisa, the Tana of the original braisa, who says that you give from the Beinonis, Sova, Bishelohin, Shomin. He holds it, you do it based on the objective, subjective situation, evaluation. And since the Vekivan Dilididei, since as far as the Loive is concerned, Havoi Beinonis, it is Beinonis. Why is it Beinonis?
Because he once said it is,
even though for other people they would consider the bainus as it is, but nevertheless, you would pay from the bainus, which other people would consider it is. Why? Because that was what was Meshubad, because he holds Bishaloi Hin Shom, and once he had an it is, he had an it is. Then the bainus became a shubit. Then he sold it. He said, what? The bainus is not a shubit. Etana de Basraise. And the last price. Sova bishel oilom hein shomim. He holds bishel oilom hein shomim. And therefore, if it's oilom hein shomim, you're not going to get the bainus. The bainus is it is. So you're going to get simple bainus. That's what the only thing you can get left. Right? So that's a new pshat there, Rashi got. The bainus, we're going back to a previous pshat that we once suggesting we once had about that he had Idis and he sold it. And we're saying that we're going back to that. Yes, both brides are talking about they had Idis and sold it. Just one of them says Bishaloi and one said Bishaloi. And the first pshat is the pshat you should go with. How did Rashi know that the first pshat is the pshat you should go with? What's wrong with the second pshat? Very nice pshat. Why shouldn't you go with the first chart? With the second chart? Is it a good answer? Choose, who wants to speak first? Now we're not going to get it. Where are the people about each other?
You can't be part of
it. Okay, sure, I'll forget. You're the one
who gets it. It's not being addressed. We already discussed it. That was the first Terrence in the first place.
No, first as we were saying that one chart was saying that. One voice has said that he sold it. And one voice said that one voice wasn't good. I was saying both voices are talking about that.
Well, he had a property and sold it.
Yeah. So, what's wrong with saying such a pshat? Sure, I was saying that we already discarded such a mahalach of that they both had that they had the bright that they had the karka and he had the ibis and he sold it because we went off from that.
Right.
So, sure, I said we already said that teretz. That's not true. We haven't said that teretz. We said till now we had beforehand was that one of the rights is talking about that he had karka and he sold it. And one of the rights is talking about he also only had venus and zibus. Right now we're saying that both rights are talking about a case where they had he had this and he sold it, and the machlekes is whether bishaloi or bishalino. So we never had this teretz before.
Yeah, there's a problem then. So
one second, we're trying to work out. I'm actually trying to answer this one. Why Rashi's pshat's not good?
Because
second pshat's not good. Yeah.
Because under both of those scenarios, it was meshubah.
If you hold mishaloi on him, shot.
Even though it was meshubah,
it wasn't.
Why was it
meshubah?
If you hold mishaloi on him, shot him. So his bainis, which was. It is, was never mashuvah to it.
But he had three properties.
He had three properties. He had tremendously good land. He had tremendously high quality land. He had also very, very, very good land. And then he had best quality land. Which of those lands are mashuvahed for the...
As long as quality land was...
Yeah, we could have even more. You could have five levels. He had awesome, he had brilliant, and he had
smashing,
quite
smashing, smashing.
No, we need a C. Okay, then C is what other people would call it is, and then his D is what people would call Beninis, and his E is what people would call Zibuis.
So, how long is C?
You can't give C.
Have you said it's.
C is what other people would call Idis. A, B, C, D. A is awesome, B is brilliant. C is what people call Idis. D is what people call Bainis. And E is what people consider Zivoyas. So it's D that was Meshubbat, not A, B, C. Only if you're Meshubbat, So Mina, why couldn't we say such a terence? Why does Rashi say to waste alternation? You know, I like the first trap. The first trap was. He never had it. And the second shot was, and he sold it. He wants to make a shot. So one other, why Rashi maybe doesn't like this, is because we suggested such a teretz. And then the next teretz was the kuliyama that they didn't have. And now it's not so misabed to say, go back now, to say that he did have land in Mokra. We once tried to say that they had land at one time. Then we said, so normally in progression of the Gemara doesn't go back and retract from a previous Tetzah. And the Seder Gemara would have been, we're keeping with what you said, or the Gemara would have spoken that out. We're keeping to what you said, Shaloi Hoysala Idisimokra. Just the machlekes is b'shalayim shalom b'shalayim shalom. If now the men like this new pshat Rashi, we're going back to what we originally once entertained. The Gemara should have spoken out. And it doesn't say that. It's one possibility why you won't like it. Mashar another pshat. Another reason why the Rashi doesn't like it. And that is if we're going to say idi the Hoya loy idis umakra, right? He once had idis and he called and he sold it. And what's the tzad? What they're saying? So we're calling it Bainis. Bainis and Zibois, right? So I'm trying to remember this point. I'm saying Bainis and Zibois. Wait, the Gemara is called Bainis and Zibois. Why is it called Bainis? Because he once had idis. He once had idis. And it sold it. But the bainis, in fact, is it is quality. Right? So when it talks about bainis, it's not bainis, it's idis. So why are we calling it bainis?
Because he wants that idis.
Subjective.
Right.
Right? Not objective. And Rashi holds that, like we saw in the Braises, the Braises always refers to Venus. The Boris, it is based on subject, on object, not subject. Therefore, Rashi prefers not to go to such a place. It's better for us to explain that Venus and Zibur means Venus, what people call Venus, and Zibur is what people call Zibur, rather than saying Venus means really what people would call it is, and Zibur is what people call whatever it is, doesn't make a difference, yeah? That's in my short sense why Rashi doesn't like this second shot, rather the first shot. All right, that is the third teretz to resolve the Gemara. And now the fourth teretz. What's the fourth teretz? I'm not sure. Oh, here comes the Ulu. Oh, yeah. Even say me, individually going, Shaloi. So, where are we holding? Ravina, up to the fourth teretz. Ravina Omar. In the middle of the page, basically, slightly higher than the middle of the page. Ravina Omar. They're arguing in Ula. These two brightsters are arguing in Ula. Obviously, they're not arguing in Ula. Ula is an Amoya. Brightsters are brightsters. They're arguing on the point that Ula was Machadish. Ula was Machadish 7 Chidush, which this was once upon a time discussed by the brightsters themselves. That was the Oma Ula. Ula said as follows. Devout Toyo. If you look in the Torah, Balchoyv should get Zibuis. Shenema, Bachutz Tamoid Voish, Ashetun Ato, Noishabo, Yoitze, Lecho, Esaovot, Chutz. The Pasuk said that the Malbe, when he wants to clean the Mashkin, he has to stand outside. He can't come in the house. He has to stand outside, and the person that you lent, Yoitzi Olech Esavot Achutzah, will take out for you the mashkin. We'll bring you the mashkin. And the Gemara learns, Ula learned from this. Ma'adarki shel Odom lehoitzi lechutz pochus shebekelim. And just like the darki of Odom is to take out his lowest quality land and property. He's not going to give to the malware high quality mashkin, right? He'll try and get away with it the best he can, the cheapest he can. So from there we learn that always the Malva only gets cheap quality. The apostle saying the Malva gets the lowest quality.
This is just in terms of Mashkin.
Oh, the apostle talking about Mashkin. From Ulala, right from here, it's just like Mashkin, he gets the lowest quality. So to payment as a whole, he gets the lowest quality. So, Umar Tam, so it says Ula, Umar Tam, Omo. Balchiv Beinus. So why the met? Does the Balchiv get Beinus? He shouldn't get Beinus. So that he shouldn't close up the doors for the Lovin. But we know if the mother knows he's always going to get lowest quality land, he won't lend. So therefore, says the Gemara, says Ule, Chazal v'misaken takonas chachamim that you pay Beinus. So now these two prices, one says Beinus, one says Zibuvis. He only has Venus, he only has the boys. It's all he ever had. One Bryson said he gets the Venus. Why? Because Ma'is needs to come to the Ula. One holds it to come of Ula. He holds, yes. Chalitim Adelis, we better give him the Venus. Or Ma, less needs to come to Ula. One doesn't hold it to come of Ula. Further from this thing, we go back to the Ika Dreisa. The Dreisa's thing is you get the boys, and that's what you're going to get. So the Venus starts Teretz. Do we say Vishaloi or do we say Vishaloi?
According to Ula?
They're arguing about Ula. Do we say Vishaloi or do we say Vishaloi? Doesn't really matter. Rabbeinu says, the price is, one way says he gets the bainess, one says he gets the boys. The price that says against the Beinus is because of Ule. And the price that says against the Beinus doesn't hold up Ule.
Shalom.
Shalom says to Rabbi Yossi, why are you saying Shalom? Maybe Shaloi?
Oh, course, based on what the woman was saying, and that's how the Torah is measured.
Well, how do you know that? You're right. There was a shayla about it. Shaloi la b'shaloi. How do you know that it's b'shaloi la? Because if it's
b'shaloi, he had the baby release. He gets divorce. But that's what the Torah obligates.
The Torah says he just gets divorce. Okay. And there's a one where it says he gets the bainis. And that's because of Ulam. I'm asking you, is that Raisa going Bishal Oilam or Bishal Oilam? How do the Maskana come to a bainis? Do we base the bainis on his or on the Oilam?
Ah, it has to be on Oilam because had it been on his own, then that wouldn't be bainis. It would be the Edis.
Right.
And you would never get to that point.
If you do Bishal Loi, then everyone would agree he just gives you course.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bainus is his Idis, so you should never get a Bain. If you hold the Holy Dome, Holy is against the voice. But it's because of Bishal Oilam. So this last prayer of Vinus, the last prayer of Vinus, holds Bishal Oilam Heim Shomin. You evaluate based on the world, and therefore you have a Bainus which I could give. To start with that hold, you meant to get the Bainus at all. If you hold the Holy, you are. If you don't hold the Holy, then you go with the Din Toya. The Din Toya says, no, you're only against the voice. And here's something very interesting. I was very excited. Why does Ullah come to bring a raya from a posuk to say she gets divorce? And I told you meant to get divorce. Why? Because you say a posuk that the chutz tamoid and the noisha will be ishish of the noisha for you to tell up. Why do you need a posuk? If there's no gili in the Torah, they get anything more than divorce. There's no reason to think they should get anything more than divorce. It's a meter by mazik. By mazik, it's a meter. Right? Or we is the ark, a meter of Sadeo. By mazik, it says that. It doesn't say anything by Baal Chui. Just like Subasisha doesn't say anything. What do we give a Subasisha?
If it needs to be made up, then we would have said it.
If it needs to be made up, it should have said it, right?
So that's
if it doesn't say it.
So that much like the problem would have said it worse.
Right? So why then need the Pasuk about Ishtar and Rechutz?
Because Chachamim came and made a quarrel with the
Chachamim. That's the Chachamim. Why did Ullah have to say, Dvar Torah, you give Zivoris because of this Pasuk? Dvar Torah is Zivoris because there is no Pasuk. Why did I need to find you a Pasuk for it? Dvar Torah, just like we know that Idis of Nizok will only be made because there's a Pasuk for it. So by Baal Choy, there's no Pasuk. It's Pasuk to give Zivoris. And no, all this is no, Dvar Torah gives you words because I've got a boss. If I wouldn't have this boss, well, maybe you have to give you this. Not true. Why would you think so? If there's no boss, you wouldn't have thought so. It's a great question. Cash on the Gemara. All this says Dvar Torah, you get your words because of the boss. And without the boss, what would you say? Huh?
Maybe
you tell us how to put some. If you wouldn't have that also, what would you have said? Why would you have prepared it?
Why?
It's not the same thing.
It's like he's taking money from him. You take money from him. Say it.
No. This Mazik is something. Mazik was over and he said, didn't look after the animal. So the Torah said you have to pay it. You won't have any.
Sasa doesn't say it. That is a logic.
Pasuk it says he buries.
The Pasuk said not to buries?
It's not like it's out
of the law. Ve'ish asher. He'll bring out to you the thing. When a person takes out, he only takes out the pochus shebekelim. The pochus enemy. You can't choose. Whatever the guy brings you, you take. What's the guy going to bring you? So you see, that's what the Gemara says. Why didn't the pochus? So here's a Gemara Gisva I saw in the Sefer book from Yavshem Zaman over. I thought you also said it because there's a tzad that maybe a Baal Choy is more chomo even than a Mazik. A Mazik you need the posuk for it. Baal Choy wouldn't even need the posuk. Svar pshuta, you'd have to pay this. Because I tell you, no. What did you get from him? What did you get from him? Money is made up.
Right, money.
So maybe you have to give back money. If you can't give back money, at least you have to give back the best sandwich, which is equivalent to money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if it wouldn't be a posuk, you would have thought they'd have to give it this. Superstition, you don't need any apostle. Superstition, apostle gets the books because there's no reason otherwise. Superstition, I'm chayv you money, I was chayv you something. There's no apostle, you get the books. I'm saying, Malbe, there's a tzad you have to get. You have to get the tzad. Without the apostle, you would have thought you'd have to give
money.
It is.
There's no apostle, we're just going to smack them.
What?
I mean, it's like about a mushroom.
Don't say that.
He's going to get money eventually. Just holding it as an interim. And number two, it doesn't say that. It doesn't. Possibly doesn't say he's going to get it. It's just an extrapolation that we're making. That the less of his property.
Well, this said to our Torah, you've done that for this possible. So why should we say otherwise?
It's only good plan here.
Because it says in this post. It doesn't say shenem. What's it say? So
shenem.
It says you can't choose the model the label will bring out. What's that mean? What's the matak shalom?
Couldn't getting the cheapest.
Not good. That is the dark shalom.
But is that being payment worth it?
It is.
A mashke is it.
That's when he keeps it.
Yes,
mashke
has to be
full value. But there's a mashke that
has to
be full
value. Well, it could be. It's a, if he gives less, then the malva is a bit like putting his money on risk. The malva's got a right to demand the mashke and the value of his.
The value
of about
I think it was just like a symbol, symbolic.
Oh, symbolic! I'll give you like a Ralph cup.
So it's like a tax.
Yeah, it's not really a payment because he has to give it. The master has to give it back afterwards if the labor does pay.
But
it's a form. If the
rent should be an equal value to the money.
Yes, sure.
It is.
Could be even more. Could be even.
You want to protect the security?
Okay.
But we're also talking about Metatlon versus Kvartel. Yeah. You know, Metatlon, it's known that it's easier to sell. You can move it from market to market.
Sure, you have a knack of asking a question, but not realizing you're asking a question, or just going off. Mm-hmm. You're almost there, like, you have to learn that. Just push it to the end.
Kvartel.
You're just having an idea. You're just coming to tell me something. You're not asking a question.
No, man,
ask it. What's your question?
This person doesn't know. How can you use this pasuk? Because this pasuk is dealing with Metatlon, and we're talking about Karka is more. Metatlon is closer to Kesef, and it's closer to giving him money than Karka is.
It's still low quality. Still low quality.
Doesn't matter. So you get more of it, and so you get more. You still go to the market. It's
Therefore, that's just not the end. No, that's all. The Gemara, we said that time on the base. Call Billy Maitab. Oh, Metatlin is Maitab. Oh, Metatlin is Maitab because you can go to different places. So you are giving Maitab.
And here
there's
giving the opposite.
Huh?
And here,
all is that if I saw, all is that because it's possible you can. Gives the boys. What's the riot? Any metal that he gives is beta.
Right, so
how can you love me? What do you get the boys? That's pushing the question to the end.
Okay.
That's a fantastic question. Well, don't be diplomatic. You've got something bothering you. There's a Gemara Zayin on the base. The Gemara Zayin on the base said, I subin, Yosef Rabbi subin, I we know you have to give meta. Says the Gemara. So what's sort of talking about then, Bechlam? What is being a riot? That the Alfayim is Ziburis because the Mashkin, you give a low quality Mashkin. Very nice, some of the thing is. But you can go and sell it somewhere else. Fantastic, please offer it. Very good.
Is he getting the lowest quality clear that he has?
Yeah, he
is.
So
getting with Sufin, you have to get the best quality Sufin. So he has all these.
No, that was one Mahalach, but the Gemara's Mashkin was some. Once it's so many, give even lowest quality because whatever it is, you'll always find people to take it somewhere. It's low quality here, you'll go somewhere else. So, Tosa, I like, gosh, I'm going to have to wait for Tosa's Teretz. Just to read out this Teretz, we asked, why do you need the Pasuk? Was Menorah Minchas Yaakov, Minchas Shloim, that's what Shem Zalman says, you would have thought that would be Yiddish, Kim de Yoiv Lei Zuzi, since you gave cash, Mestabet Tzok Holshim Zuzi, you have to give back cash. Or at least give back Yiddish, which can be sold and people jumping on it, and it'll be equivalent to cash. You once mentioned such a sort of, oh yes. I lend you money, at least to give you, I think you're saying even by yourself, but Maisa, that's what he good terrorists. But Hashem wants to say it. Right? Some people want to say it, the Met is a having to learn it from his okay, but someone around is a having to learn from his okay. But this sort of the Met Hashem is making shock.
Why was the one who spoke it out? But it was already in that August.
Yeah. There were prices are things which are running around, which not everyone knew, not everyone had. Turns out what I was saying was actually not biggest in prices. We know it as the technological prices, not everyone. We found these two prices. But we know something called Ula. Ula may have told us this takana that you are going there from Beinus. That's what we know. Now we found the price that actually supports Ula, or we found the price that argues with Ula. But now that we know we've got these prices, Ula's chidush is actually subject to Tanakh.
So it's really more of a discovery thing. Now, he's not making the takana,
right,
but he's formulating it.
Let's finish up Rashi. We have to remember this Rashi because we run Tosis, it's not going to be like this Rashi. But the Ula can make for you. Tana Basa, let's say to count the Ula. And Apostle, the Tana Basa, holds the Apostle. Says Rashi, should underline this if you want, or highlight it if you want, or just remember it if you want. Says Rashi, Bafilu Havalindami Idis. Even if he's got Idis, even if the Malve, the Loibad Idis, the Hashtavali Bainoinis Kimuro. And now the Bainis, he's got the real Bainis. Bainididei, Bainame. But if you do objectively or subjectively, it doesn't make a difference. Nevertheless, this bright souls, the Lishka Balchoim is Yiburis, the Balchoim gets his Yiburis. Says Rashi, you can validate a Chidush. Even if you've got a guy, a Loyim, who's got tremendously good land, and Bainis, and Yiburis, what land is the Loyim and Malva going to get? Yiburis. Because we go into it, and there's no deen of Ulabach. That's just a Rashi, because he takes the Chidush on that point as well. This holds no way. If he's got Idis and Venus, I'm valuing in Venus. I'll see why. Yes, Hashem. So now, what we have to do for Thursday is top tasters. I understand some of you have done it, some of you haven't. Those that have done it can help those that haven't. Just there's one printing mistake in the tasters, and there's a third line down. It says Veloy, it should be Lo. Pick up the ball. Low. Okay.
Low
boy. Low boy. Stop there.
I was low.
Right. Okay. And then that's it. Take you all the way through till Kulon. That's from Thursday. We hope to go through these tests and get them all clear. Give you time to prepare. Have a good day, everyone.
That's
what's up. Not including Kulon.